Well, Rory, Donegal heading to Kerry. I know Donegal teams in the past haven't a great record, but it's fair to say probably going in the best form a Donegal side has gone to Kerry in a long time this weekend.
Yeah, for sure, Tom. Listen, well, you know, it's a great confidence boost to be heading down there. You know, I suppose unbeaten, and particularly, you know, having come through a real tough battle against the likes of Mayo last week. So we're really looking forward to it. It's a long spin, but, you know, once we get down there, we'll rest up and we'll really look forward to the challenge on Sunday.
Yeah, and obviously that win over Mayo last week, and that performance in particular in the second half was most encouraged and most wanted given two such easy games against Down and Cork.
Edward, definitely was most wanted, because listen, the Down and Cork games, you know, turned out an awful lot easier than we ever would have expected. And you know, we knew Mayo was going to be a big step up. Mayo, to be fair, being one of the most consistent teams in the country, both in league and championship in the last number of years. And they came all guns blazing, you know, having had a difficult start to the league themselves. And, you know, I thought we showed a lot of different characteristics to beat Mayo than we had shown against Down and Cork. And, you know, that's pleasing, you know.
Yeah. Kerry, your opponents tomorrow, obviously, they finally got out of the blocks last week. I suppose no great surprise in Newry. And having lost their opening two games, this is a big one for them.
No, as you say, no great surprise, yeah. And look, I think Kerry, traditionally, are relatively slow starters, certainly under Eamon Fitzmaurice. They've never worried too much about the first two league games, and they always ratchet up through the gears now, you know, in this period now in March. But look, it's a big game for both of us, you know. You know, Kerry have also been one of the most consistent teams, and we'd be looking to test ourselves against them. And they've probably, you know, one eye on getting out of the relegation scrap as well. And they probably don't want to be facing into round five with only 2 points out of eight.
Mm. And obviously, though, going down with full points, no great pressure on as such, you know, who are looking over your shoulder and worried about relegation or one thing or another. It's a good position to be in.
It's a good position from that point of view, but yeah, I wouldn't agree with no great pressure. We would feel we put a fair level of pressure on ourselves every single day to perform, Tom, you know. And, you know, we want pressurised situations against the top teams in the country, the likes of Mayo, the likes of Kerry, the likes of Dublin, Monaghan, you know, those like of teams are the teams that we want to be playing against. So we'd feel we have a huge pressure and onus on us to perform, you know.
Yeah. Last week, picked up a few knocks, Eamon McGee, Marty O'Reilly.
Yeah, Eamon carried a wee bit of a hamstring, you know, slight tightness in the muscle strain into the game. And he tired just to start the second half, so that's why he took him out. And he should be okay. They trained Tuesday and he trained Thursday. Marty obviously got a wee bang in his shoulder again. But we expect Marty to be fine as well. And the plus side, Anthony Thompson and Leo McLoone had missed a wee bit of training going into the last game. They both came through the game unscathed and have trained this week as well.
Yeah, and Kieran Thompson missed last week's game with an injury as well.
Yeah, Kieran picked up a wee bit of a bang in his knee just on the last day of the training camp out in Tenerife, and he hasn't trained since. He did a bit of light jogging last night. We'd hoped he was going to be available, but at this stage it looks more likely not, but he should be well fit for the week after.
Yeah, as we head in, have you put it down on paper, your final selection?
Aye, look, we're close enough to it, you know. We just maybe, probably like anything, we look to see maybe the Kerry team, you know, number one as well, see if there's anything there we need to keep account of. But look, it'll be along similar lines to last week, you know. Obviously, we feel a few of the lads that came in made a big impact, and we might reward one or two of them with starts.
Yeah, and when you say you might keep an eye on Kerry, what are you looking out for in particular?
I suppose the station of Donaghy, you does have an impact, you know, if they put him on the edge of the square. You have to take into account of that. That's one thing. And just to see with the likes of David Moore and be back, Johnny Buckley, you know, we just take a look. We keep a wee eye on that as well.
Yeah, Donaghy played midfield last week, or certainly was lined out at midfield anyway.
No, and from watching the game, the deferred coverage there, you know, Kerry and Down, he appeared to play in the middle of the field in quite a good game. You know, obviously, he's a good fetcher, number one, but his use of the ball was quite strong as well.
Hmm. And obviously, the sides have met quite a lot in recent years. Last year in particular was a game down in Kerry as well, where Donegal probably kick-started their season and maybe unlucky to lose. Was it just 2 points in it?
Yeah, listen, we went down there, you know, after coming off the back of a very bad performance against Monaghan and Letterkenny. And look, we responded well. We played much better. But at the same time, Tom, I'd have been disappointed. I thought Kerry were the better team and always in control of the game, you know. So, listen, we were down there in 2012 and we got a serious hiding as well in Killarney. So, we know they always raise their game playing at home, and they definitely have raised it playing against ourselves over the last number of years. So, that's exciting as well from our point of view, because we need challenges now, and we need to test, you know, players individually and the whole group collectively.
Yeah. It's, what, 27, 28 years since Donegal last once in Kerry. I think they only won once. Can we end that to-do this weekend?
Oh, well, for sure. Listen, I'd be confident to Tom if we can get a performance, you know, and we can rectify a few of the wrongs from the first half last week, you know, and build on that, that we're well good enough to get a victory down in Tralee.